You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Monday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:15pm with myself, Mark Walton, in the studio with Ross Briley and Andy Holding. We've got racing on the turf at Pontefract and Windsor, accompanied by National Hunt Racing at Stratford throughout the afternoon. And we've got all-weather action through the evening as well at Kempton Park. So plenty to get stuck into, and I'm joined by Alistair Jones now to look ahead to Monday's action. But before we do, we are recording this on Sunday after the big race, the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe, which is the richest race in Europe. A lot of talk before the race about Enable and the three-year-old Sea of Class, and those two were the two that fought out in a tremendous finish, Alistair.
Indeed, it definitely delivered, didn't it? It was an absolute cracking renewal, and one that will definitely live long in the memory. Obviously, to win one arc is a feat in itself. To win two marks you down as a very special talent. Yet again, females delivered. They've got a remarkable record in the arc during the last 10 years. Totally dominant once more. You could argue the second should have won, but end of the day, they pay on the lollipop. And Enable was given an absolute masterclass again by Dottori. Not that Doyle did anything wrong on Sea of Class, because he didn't. He was hostage to good fortune, really, from that draw. Just the way the race panned out, but gives us something to look forward to next year. I did think initially that, you know, had Enable got beat today, I think they'd have probably retired her, but now she's won, and obviously, you know, this season has been so light and because of the injury, yeah, I thought they'd keep her in training as a 5-year-old and try and make history next year, because of course no horse has ever, the double's been done many a time, but no horse has ever won three. Trev obviously tried to and had a bit of a nightmare under Thierry Jarnet. So all systems go for a record third bid next October. Seems a long way away. Don't want to wish my life away, but bring it on.
Yeah, already a record for Frankie Dottori. More arc wins than anybody else. I think that's a third win in the race for John Gosden as well. And they'll be bidding next year to, well, hopefully anyway, to be the first to win a third arc in succession. Either way, Enable's just been superb, hasn't she? But it'd be interesting to see her again against Sea of Class, because she was right at the back, and that's the way she has to be ridden. So you know, you can't really complain about that. One more stride, and I think she probably gets the better of Enable. So if they do meet again, would it be the same outcome?
Definitely not. I think you've got to say that Sea of Class was incredibly unlucky. I mean, Enable's had the best draw, been given an absolute tactical masterclass by Dottori, as was the case last year. You know, he's been a massive factor in both her wins. I mean, Sea of Class gave her at least a 10-length start turning in, and to get so close was an astonishing effort by horse and rider. I mean, she's not lost her momentum once up the straight. People are going to think it was a bad ride, but it would be grossly unfair. You know, from stall 15, he had no option but to drop her in and chance his luck. That's what Haggis told him to do as well. Literally, drop her in from that draw and pray. That's what he said. And, you know, yes, it's a missed opportunity because, of course, whether, you know, we don't know what Sea of Class will, whether she'll be kept in training next year or not. But even so, that three-year-old allowance is like a golden ticket in the arc, as we know. And, you know, she was the trend's pick, if you like. You know, a three-year-old, top-class three-year-old with the weight allowance and the filly's allowance, you know, makes her a very hard horse to beat, and on another day should have won it, and won it very well. Reminded me, going back a few years, of, you'd be too young for this, Mark, but when M-Toto got beat in the 1998 arc by Tony Binn, who was an outsider, and obviously, you know, Sea of Class has got beaten by the right horse, but M-Toto was again very unlucky, similar circumstances, and literally another stride would have got up and won. And that's what the arc is. It is always, it's fine lines between, you know, glory and defeat, and I feel for them, I do, because, you know, she's a top class filly, Sea of Class, but you know, how great to see Enable win, given the, you know, the struggles she's had this season, and the fact that next year we've got something to look forward to. And who knows, you know, Enable could be even a better five-year-old on the back of a smoother campaign.
Yeah, and top end of any sport, fine margins are what define them, and that's one of the best horse races we'll see all year, and fine margins have defined that as well. Enable, the winner at even money, beat Sea of Class, the 55-40 10 second favourite, I believe, which is a nice price. And Cloth of Stars 41-1 back in third. Gotta love those prices. That's how the arc finished this time around. I just want to ask you a question that's not really about this year's renewal, but it is about previous arc winners. I don't want to detract from the race in any way, so it's not a negative, but we see time and time again these the fillies, and the 3-year-old fillies in particular, get such an advantage in the arc. Is it too much of an advantage?
History would suggest that it is, yeah. I don't think this is just the fillies allowance either. I think the fact that three-year-olds get such an allowance at this late stage of the season, it's okay, you know, during the mid-half of the season, I guess, but once we get to the autumn onwards, I think history does tell us that the three-year-olds do have a massive advantage, and it's like I've said, in the arc, it is a golden ticket. You know, to win an arc as an older horse is a magnificent achievement. It really is. But you could say, yeah, that history would suggest that the three-year-old allowance from, you know, late summer onwards is too great.
Yeah, just a point I wanted to put out there. It's not taking anything away from the race, because Enable's won it as a four-year-old, and if she wins it as a five-year-old next year, she will be the best filly we've ever seen, probably. I think it's probably fair to say that. I'm going to say that, yeah. Best filly we've ever seen. So that's the arc and the feature on the Sunday at Longchamp. We'll have more of a breakdown on some of the results on tomorrow's edition of the podcast. Of course, we can digest the Abbey and the Cadran and all of these other kind of races that we've seen over the weekend as well. But right now, we're going to turn our attention to Monday's action. We're going to change code and something completely different to the arc, really. We're going jumping at Stratford. Alistair's picked out a couple of races on their card. The 2.15 is the first of them where he has a strong opinion. It's a handicap hurdle over 2.25 miles. What's made you pick this, Alistair?
Yeah, it's a really good meeting at Stratford on Monday, in fairness. Better jumpers are now coming out. They've had a bit of rain there on Sunday, so it's sort of good to soft ground, so no excuses. The one I like, this is a competitive little race. Unsafe Conduct will be popular for Colin Tizard. Won really well earlier this year. Does return from 150 days off, off a higher mark, but obviously Colin Tizard is a trainer that gets his horses pretty straight at home. But the one I like is number 8, the Res Dev Way, who is trained by Philip Kirby. Should be a nice prize for his horse. Basically, on the form he's shown in 4 non-handicaps over hurdles, he doesn't win anything here, but we know he's better than that. On his last run under National Hunt rules was in a bumper at Newcastle back in January, and he split none other than Forrest Behan, who's a very talented handicap chaser for Brian Ellison, and William of Orange, a good hurdler for Donald McCain. Now, there's no question the Res Dev Way was flattered by that. It was a slowly run, typical, you know, bumper for jumpers, if you like. They went no pace, but even so, it was still a positive performance. And since then, he's come out and had a really good time of it on the flat. He's won 2 of his last 5 starts, wasn't disgraced at Catterick only the other week, over a 1.6 in a flat handicap. So he returns to jumps off what I think is a potentially good mark. He gets in here off only 90, and given his flat form, I mean, he's no world beater on the flat, admittedly. He's only rated in the 60s, but he stays well, and he knows how to win. And also combine that with that really good bumper run at Newcastle, I just think he's got a bit of upside to his current handicap mark, and I think he's the interesting horse in the opener.
The Res Dev Way, then, the selection in that 2.15 at Stratford. And the next best, if you like, another strong opinion though from Alistair, is the 3.50, which is a handicap chase over 2.75 miles. Which one is the strong fancy in there?
Well, the Res Dev Way is going to be a big price. I think Roller Dough will be sent off favourite here, but there's good reason for that. This horse was on the verge of becoming quite disappointing as a chaser, but he's definitely put that right with back-to-back wins at Newton Abbott, and was really, I thought, quite taken in winning his last race. Also beat a subsequent winner that day, so the form has been franked. He has gone up the weights, but still bear in mind, I think he's rated, despite going up the rates, he's still £8 beneath his hurdle mark. So he's still a well-handicapped chaser. The penny's dropped, clearly. He jumped well. He did everything right last time at Newton Abbott, and I just think he's a horse ahead of his mark.
Yeah,
I wouldn't disagree with that. So roll the dough then for Alistair in the 350 to go with the Resdev way in the 215. A couple of selections for you at Stratford on Monday then. Thank you very much, Alistair, and enjoy the action on Monday.
Thank you, Mark.
There you go. The thoughts of Alistair then. We will have the action live on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:15 on Monday. It'll be myself, Mark Walton in the studio with Ross Briley and Andy Holding. That meeting at Stratford is accompanied by Pontefract and Windsor in the afternoon. And all their action taking us through until 9:15 at Kempton Park as well. So a busy day, plenty to get stuck in to do. Join us for that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast and enjoy Monday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.